Nice to see you all. Thank you for making it today. My name is Agnes Stojcic, and I have been emailing to you before from the Fordham office here in Jyväskylä. So I work here in the international office, partly with Fordham project and partly with other issues. Do you want to introduce yourself, Jeff?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm the organizer of this summer school. We're calling it a summer school, an intermusic summer school, but it is exactly as Agnes described. So I'm based in the Department of Music, Art and Culture Studies at the University of Jyväskylä, and I, along with a few colleagues, have been putting this together. And I will show you, after maybe Agnes has spoken, a few slides about who will be lecturing on this course and outline of the program and a bit of practical information as well. But great to meet you all.
Yes, thank you. We could then get started with the practical issues. So I have a few slides about practicalities that I wanted to go over with you. Something that I've already sent you last week, but we can go over them again. Just as a note, anytime you have some questions, you can ask your question. I have the chat open as well, so you can also write there if you prefer. I try to keep an eye on it, but you can also just ask for me. That is completely fine if you just open your mic and ask questions. So let's get started. Yes, sorry about that. So, first thing about the Fordham grants. I hope by now you've started the grant application process. Your home university is the one who is paying you the Fordham grants that you can get for participation to this course. It is your home university that will reach out to you regarding it. Most probably they have already done that. If you have any questions regarding the grants, then please remember that it's your home university who can help you with your questions. Then about something that I will send you an email about after this as well, but I wanted to mention already today. You will be registered to our student registry when you attend this course. And in order for us to be able to register you, we need some more information about you. And there's a very, very simple Webropol survey that I prepared. It consists literally of about 8 questions, such as your nationality and date of birth, so nothing very difficult. But we need this information, and it would be really handy to have everything on the one survey. So I ask you to fill in this form by next week. Really, it will take 2 minutes only, so it's nothing big. Yes, I will send you the link also later. So you can have an easy way to access the survey. Once we have your information, we will enter your information to our registry. When that happens, you will need to identify yourself online. Once that is done, you will have a JVU user account basically. The identification process is quite easy if everything goes well, and it only should take a couple of minutes. We will send you more information about this. So once you are brought to the register, You will receive a link to invite you to do your identification electronically via a system called Signicat. And there you will need to show your ID and your face. So you will need a camera. And the link that you receive for this is personal. So if you have a friend who didn't get the link, for example, you cannot share your link with them because, yeah, it's personal, so it won't work for someone else. And please also check your spam folders because sometimes these emails end up there. These are automatic emails sent from the system, so they easily end up in spam folders. Very important that please don't leave the identification to the last moment, because if there are any problems, so if for some reason Signicat can't recognize, the Signicat system will compare your ID with the information that we have on you, the information that you have provided, and your picture. And if there are some hiccups, then correcting the problems might take a bit of time. So while it should take only 2 minutes, if there are any problems, it might take days to get through this identification, because it needs some people to actually read your email and go to a register to correct the information or something like that. So do it when as soon as you can. But as I said, there will be more information about it later coming. Then a bit about travel to and from Jyväskylä, and this is something I've sent you information about already last week. So the course will start on the 10th of June on Tuesday in the morning. And Jyväskylä is located in central Finland, so it takes some time to get to Jyväskylä. So that means that basically you will need to arrive latest on Monday, 9th of June, to Jyväskylä. So you can't kind of leave from your home country on Tuesday morning, arrive to Finland, and then take the train and arrive to Jyväskylä on time. So that won't be possible on Tuesday. So you will need to come latest on Monday and spend the first night, or like from Monday to Tuesday, then the night here in Jyväskylä already. I sent you an email about this, and I also opened up a bit about the green travel possibility. So you can look into that if you're interested in up for some adventure and seeing a bit more of Europe. But if you decide to fly, then I would recommend flying to Helsinki because the public transportation connections to Jyväskylä are best from Helsinki. There are also other airports. But please note that the connections from those airports to Jyväskylä are not so good. So, for example, if you arrive in the evening at 10 o'clock, maybe to Turku or Tampere on the same day, you might not be able to take a bus or train to Jyväskylä. So you would need to spend the night first in Turku or Tampere. So keep that in mind. And there is also an airport in Jyväskylä, so basically you can fly there. There are no direct flights from abroad really, so you would need to change anyways in probably in Helsinki. And unfortunately, there's no public transport connection from the Jyväskylä airport to Jyväskylä. That means that you would need to take a taxi, which costs 50-60 euros, so it's a bit pricey. A train from Helsinki Airport to Jyväskylä, probably if you are not leaving the ticket purchasing to the last minute, it will cost less than the taxi from Jyväskylä Airport to Jyväskylä. So also for that reason, I recommend against maybe to flying to Jyväskylä. And there are the links for the trains and the buses. And as I mentioned last week, that the earlier you book your tickets, the cheaper you can get them. So it might be a good idea to look into these things as soon as possible. About the accommodation, The course will be organized in the main campus of the University of Jyväskylä. We have three campuses, so we will be on the main campus, and then the address is Seminaarinkatu 15. This address kind of covers a larger area, so this address is not going to help you much when you actually arrive to Jyväskylä and looking for the building that you need to be in. But I wanted to give you this address because if you are looking for accommodation, by using this address, you see what is close to the main campus and what is further away. Please make plans to arrive latest on Monday, as I said, 9th of June. And the earliest departure would be on Saturday, on the 14th of June. After the presentations, you will have around 12:30. Jeff can correct me if I'm wrong. And make sure that you also attend the classes on Saturday. That's what I meant to say, because the last day now, exceptionally, is on Saturday. So make sure that also on the last day you attend classes. And if you wish, you can add extra days to your stay, before or after, however you want. But please, keep in mind that those extra days are not going to be funded by FOREDEM, so that's on you. And basically, here are the same recommendations that I've sent you earlier about the accommodation. The first one, the time to stay, it's a hotel and apartment, so they offer different style accommodations, and the accommodations that are on Vaasankatu 29, so the hostel and some of the apartments, they are right next to the main campus. So if you want to be really close to where the course takes place, I think you can't get closer than this. So there's that. But it has also other locations, so you can look into that as well. Jyväskylä is not very huge, so there's a couple of, maybe in like some places are a couple of kilometers, so maybe a 30-minute walk. And you would find yourself in the main campus, so it's not too bad. But of course, there's buses and all kinds of things as well. Then there's another hostel, the Forenom Hostel, that's located in the center, and the center is maybe about a kilometer or less from where the course is going to take place, so it's not too bad either. And then, of course, there are lots of Airbnb options as well, and others that you can find under the Visit Jyväskylä web page. Then about student discounts, and unfortunately, what I have to say that there are not much that you would be able to get as short-term mobility students. Public transportation in Finland, including trains and long-distance buses, do not accept foreign or international student cards. And as I mentioned, if you would like to get your tickets a bit cheaper, then what you can do is to book them, to purchase them well in advance. And if some of you have the international student identity card, you can look into it online, what kind of discounts you can get. It can be used in Finland. Maybe some restaurants, some museums, and things like that can provide or can give the student discounts with this card. But as I said, unfortunately, public transportation on public transportation doesn't work. And then about the meals. And I just continue with the last slide, basically. So unfortunately, also on the student restaurants here, you won't be able to get a discount with your own university's student card or with the international student card. The lunch will cost, depending what option you choose, between 6 to 9 euros without the student discount. But a good news is that there are good options on campus. There are multiple student cafeterias, and in each restaurants there are multiple options every day. Usually there is a vegetarian option, a fish option, and a meat option. and dietary preferences and restrictions are also accommodated. Sometimes you might need to ask for more information, but they are, in general, they are accommodated. And it's a good lunch. It's a proper lunch. So you get a hot meal, a drink, salad, and bread. So at least you get a like kind of a enough food for the money that you would be paying. And then about healthcare, a couple of words. Starting with insurance. So the University of Jyväskylä does not provide insurance for short-term mobility participants. So it is your responsibility to obtain insurance for your stay. And so you should look into health insurance, accident, travel and luggage insurance. And of course, if you have the European health insurance card, you should take that with you. The European health insurance card entitles you to healthcare under the same conditions and under the same cost that people insured in Finland get. But this is not an insurance. So remember that this is not a substitute for travel insurance. And it doesn't cover kind of unexpected expenses or accidents. And if you don't have this European health insurance card yet, but you are a citizen of EU, EEA, or EFTA country, then you should look into this card and require it from your own national health insurance provider. So they are the institutes that send you that. And a couple of last slides, just a word about financial matters. So euros are used in Finland, probably you know that. And bank and credit cards are really, really widely accepted here. We use mostly Visa, Electron, Visa, and MasterCard. And actually, card payments are much preferred here over using cash, even when you are paying 50 cents for a cup of small coffee or something. Even then, card payments are preferred. But just in case, I do recommend to take some cash with you. If you have some kind of card that is maybe not that accepted here, or it gets lost or damaged or something, so just in case, take some cash with you as well. But normally, you can just use your cards for paying. And then the last thing about clothing, and I'm sorry, I might be not so useful here, but the thing is that the weather is unpredictable, and you should prepare for everything and anything, even though it is June, so it's a summer month. It can be as cold as 10 Celsius degrees. 2 years ago, I think, on the 1st of June, there was a beautiful snowing. It was like big snowflakes falling down, which was really, really beautiful, but very surreal. But seriously, anything can happen. I'm not saying that you are going to spend here 5 days playing with snow and building snowmen, but seriously, it can get suddenly very cold. But then again, it can be also 25 degrees plus. So I do recommend, first of all, check the weather forecast before leaving and see how it looks like. But in any case, I do recommend taking at least a light jacket. But then again, prepare for rain and also, for example, swimming in the lakes. We have a lot of lakes here around, and that's a very typical thing to do here. So bring your swimming gear as well. And then that was it on my behalf. I just switch a bit, a couple of things. Do you have any questions at the moment? I see that there's nothing in the chat at least, but anything on your mind at the moment? Bicycle rental. It's a good question. We have the scooters at least, all over the city, seriously all over. So those are easy to find, and there are also bicycle rentals. I can actually look into it and send you a couple of links. So that could be a possibility. And actually, bicycles are very, very widely used in Jyväskylä. So that's how most people, or most of my friends, colleagues also commute here by bike. So yeah, I will send you info about that. Anything else? If nothing else at this point, I think I can give the word to Jeff if you want to take over. Let's stop sharing.
Yes, I can jump in at this point. So there are no more general questions. I'll just share my screen. A few slides to show. Ah, there's another question just popped up.
Yes. What I would recommend is that you would use this chat box here. So write where you are from and ask others if there are anyone. If there's no one here, what you can do is also to send me an email that you want me to forward to other students. So it's not allowed to give out other people's email addresses, of course, but what I can do for you is that I forward your email your message to other students, and then you can, and they can contact you then if they wish to do so. But you can also use the chat.
Is there maybe a possibility for us to send you the same way, like our phone numbers, and then you could create a WhatsApp app, like group chat, and then we could message each other over there, for example, for accommodation, to book something, because it would be for sure cheaper when we do it, with somebody else.
Yeah, that's definitely. We don't actually do that. That we don't create usually WhatsApp chats. But what again, I would recommend that if you, for example, would like to create a group and then just share your the information, and then others can join it if they want. Would that be okay with you?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you can also, if you manage to do it now, you can put it in the chat. Otherwise, again, you can just send it to me and I forward to everyone, and then they can join it. If that would work, that would be really great.
Okay, sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that would be really good.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to share my screen, but for some reason it doesn't give me the option.
Okay, wait a
I mean,
moment.
I have to make some security changes to do so. I
Ah, okay.
don't know why. Hang on a second.
The security measurements start to be a bit strict within
Yeah.
the university, so I'm not surprised at all that it's.
Okay, I need to quit and rejoin.
Okay, we'll come back in a second then.
So I'll be back in a second.
That's okay. I could ask in the meanwhile, any of you planning to travel in a green way to Finland? If you do, you can just say it now or put it in the chat. It would be really interesting to know. I work also with green travel because I work with Erasmus as well, so it would be really interesting to see if there are anyone actually coming towards Finland in a green way. Hi. Your mic is off at the moment, but you're back.
Yes. Okay, let's try one more time. That's better.
Yes, now we can see your screen.
Hopefully you can see what I'm sharing now.
Yes, we can see your slide, your first.
And you see the whole slide, or do you see the other participants across it?
I see the whole slide at least, and then the participants are above it. So for me, it's not a
Fantastic.
slide.
Great. Okay. So this is my part there. This is the what we've called the intermusic summer school. So interdisciplinary topics in music science is what we're doing here, and it runs from the 10th to the 14th of June, as you know. Agnes has given you all the practical info. I just want to go through a little bit of what's actually going to happen during this this course. The icons here at the bottom are apart from University of Vascular, you'll be benefiting from expertise from these projects. So we have currently here that round icon that's hard to see is the Center of Excellence in Music, Mind, Body and Brain. That's an 8-year, quite large center, 50 or 60 people based in Jyväskylä and Helsinki, studying basic science of music in relation to health and well-being, performance, communication, emotion, all kinds of things. There's also my own sound science lab. So I have a lab here with about 30 to 40 people. And within that, we have two projects, The Rhythm of Life and Audition. And then we also have another large project, European funded project called Music Connect. And the lecturers on this course are coming from all of these different, organizations or groups of people working within our department, the Department of Music, Art and Culture Studies, but also with the University of Helsinki, particularly. So this is who you're going to meet in terms of the organizers and lecturers. There are four of us principal organizers, myself, Mark Thompson, Henri Kapeltola, and Martin Hartman. And then in addition to us, at least some of us will be giving some of the lectures, but then we also have Nandini. I can't actually see her. She's behind something there. Pedro, Will, Denise, Joshua, they are all based here in Jyväskylä. And then Jasmine Hutchinson, she's actually going to be giving the keynote lecture on Friday at the joint seminar on music, sport, and health, which forms part of this summer school. She comes from the US. Actually, most of us are not Finnish. I'm British, Mark is Canadian, Enna is Finnish, Martin's Argentinian, Nandine is Indian, Pedro is Brazilian, Will and Josh are Australian, and Denise is Turkish. So we have quite a international group here for you. I just added this while Agnes was speaking because I wanted to highlight this is the city of Jyväskylä. It's quite a small city, but it does have it is called the city of Jyväskylä. The blue circle towards the left with the M in the middle, that is the building you're heading for this summer school. The M, which stands for Musica, music building. And the campus, all those red letters, that shows different campus buildings. So that's the as Agnes said, the Seminar in Mäki area. You can just about see there it says Seminar in Mäki. The green circle is the first hostel that Agnes mentioned, right there on Vaasankatu, right next to the venue. So if you want an easy morning each day, that's the one to go for, because it really is 60 seconds from door to door. But as Agnes said, there are many other places to stay in the center. Keskusta means center, city center. And I've also circled in red the train station, the or travel center, Matkakeskus. That is where you will most likely be arriving to if you take the train or the bus from Helsinki. Agnes, we have another what's person waiting in the waiting room, but I can't let them in. Thank you. So that just gives you an idea of the where everything is. And if you were to walk from the train station to the venue, It's maybe 20 minutes. So it's not very, this is not a big city. So it's easy to get around. And then you can see Jyväskylä at the bottom there in blue. So we're on a lake here, a nice, quite a nice lake. And that lake actually goes on to the longest lake in Finland. I think it's 200 kilometers from north to south. So it's quite a, that's quite a big lake. The one we're on is smaller, but as I just mentioned, there are definitely swimming opportunities if that's your thing. The water's nice. It's a bit chilly, but it's nice water. So let's just turn to the program now. As Agnes said, you should arrive on the Monday, and to make sure you get here in time, that the last decent train from Helsinki Airport leaves at about 6 p.m. So you want to be make sure you're able to get a train by 6 p.m. from Helsinki Airport. There are a couple of later trains, but I don't recommend taking them if you can avoid it, because they are very slow and you won't be here till about midnight or 12:30. So if you make sure you're on a train before 6, you'll be fine. And it takes about 3 to 3.5 hours to get to Jyväskylä. So assuming you've arrived on the Monday daytime, evening, sometime there, the summer school starts at 9 a.m. on the Tuesday, or between 9 and 10. So you should arrive, get yourself familiar with the campus. Maybe we'll introduce you to the campus and the city, like orient you. Then at 10 o'clock, we'll give you a short tour of our facilities. So we'll show you that our motion capture lab, where we collect our EEG data. We have a couple of music therapy suites. And other nice toys and things that we can play with. But to give you an idea of the building and what there is, what kind of things we do here. Then we'll have some lunch, and that will be, well, the quickest and easiest way to have to eat lunch here is to go to one of the restaurants on campus. You're very welcome to go anywhere else you like, but it's a few minutes walk from the venue for the summer school. So I recommend that we go en masse, at least on the first day, to one of the restaurants and eat there. And then each day we're going to have at least two lectures. So on this first day, we'll kick things off with I'll give the first lecture on applied musicology research, which is music listening in the 21st century. And then after a small break, we'll have another lecture on music and physical activity, and that will be given by Jasmine Hutchinson. So she's going to give you two lectures or presentations, one in the summer school and one as part of the joint seminar on music, sport, and health. And as is typical in Finland, lectures will last 90 minutes. So that's very normal here for that kind of length. There may or may not be a break halfway through. And then each evening we'll also either organize or allow you to organize a social event. So on the first night, we're going to meet, go to a very local restaurant. I didn't mark it on that map, but it is, well, see where the green circle is? It's basically on the bottom right of that circle. So it's also very, very close to the campus. And it's called Sohvi. And it serves quite nice basic food, drinks, and so on. And there is a terrace outside, which, if it's nice weather, if it's not snowing, then it will be nice to sit outside. I hope it won't snow, really. It shouldn't, but it does occasionally. Then on the second day, it's yes, two lectures in the morning and two in the afternoon, with some lunch and coffee breaks in between, and again some free time in the evenings. There'll be lectures on experience sampling and ecological research methods, the embodied musical experience, so music and movement, music and neuroscience, And then also in the afternoon, we'll have an EEG and motion capture workshop. So you can actually go into the lab and maybe collect some data. Maybe some lucky volunteer will get to wear an EEG cap and or wear some a bodysuit with some markers on, and we can record your motions and your brain activity. Let's see if we get any volunteers for that. Day three on Thursday, that we have again four lectures on computational approaches to musicology, social and cultural aspects of musical activity, rhythm and groove, and music and evolution. Now, in a way, music evolution maybe should come at the beginning. Let's see if I may rearrange the actual program, but this is the content. So we might, there might be some small changes, but this is the basic content. And probably that evening we'll eat at Restaurant Cielo, which is a Mediterranean restaurant. Maybe it's not very fitting to Finland, but it's a very nice Mediterranean restaurant on the main shopping street. Then on the Friday, the whole of Friday is taken up, well, most of it is with the fourth joint seminar on music, sport, and health. I'll just show you last year's program. It's a bit small. I hope you can see, but it's essentially there are four presentations in the morning, then there'll be a keynote and four presentations in the afternoon. Now we don't know the program yet because the call for abstracts is still open. That will close next week. But I anticipate it'll be something like this, that we have in the morning presentations on completed work. So maybe even published work. In the afternoon, it'll be more, probably more work that is like ideas for new directions or new studies just being started up. Because the idea of this joint seminar is to build bridges between our department, Music, Art and Culture Studies, the Sports Science Faculty, the Psychology Department. And so we're trying to build new studies between everyone. So it's not just about presenting all the results already known. This is about building bridges as well. So it's anything to do with music, sport, and health, or some combination of those things. You'll also see from 9 till 10 and 3 till 5 on that Friday, there's an opportunity for you all to get together in small groups and work on the presentations that you will give on the Saturday. So the idea is that this is not going to be heavily assessed, but I think it would be nice if what I would like is that you form small groups and give a short presentation, 10 to 15 minutes, on one topic or a combination of topics that has interested you in particular in those first, or particularly those first 3 days. Of course, if something pops out during the joint seminar on music, sport, and health, perhaps you'd like to say something about that as well. But the idea was not to summarize the whole course, but to pick something in particular that interests your group and give a short presentation. So you would have some time to work on that on Friday morning and again on Friday afternoon after the joint seminar. This work will not be policed. You are free to do it if you want. You don't have to spend those times. You could get together other times and discuss this, but you will be expected to give a presentation on the Saturday. So the idea is on Saturday morning that there'll be two slots for presentations and discussion with a coffee break in between. And at 12:30, that ends the, if you like, compulsory part of that's when you're expected to stay until. There will then be lunch. There'll be some time for free discussion or networking or farewells or however you want to spend that time. And then sort of official departure is from 3. But I understand if you have a plane to catch, a train to catch, if you need to get back earlier, ideally you would stay at least until 12:30 on the Saturday. At least one person has asked about an event happening the following week, which is RPPW, or Rhythm Perception and Production Workshop. So that's an event that we are organizing and hosting in the, as I say, in the following week, starting on the Monday. And if you wish to stay around for that, you're very welcome to do so. It means staying the weekend and staying a few more days after that. It's an academic event, so there will be lots of, it's a conference, basically. There will be maybe 80 to 100 participants. It's certainly not compulsory. I doubt many of you will stay, but you're very welcome to if you want to. But it means it's all at your own expense, just to let you know. So if anyone does stay around, we could maybe get together on a Saturday evening as well. And then a few things that are good to know. Bring your own laptop, please, or your own device that you will work on. I would say not just a mobile phone, at least a tablet, preferably a laptop, so you can make notes, participate in the discussions, and prepare a presentation. At least, as I say, that'll be in groups, small groups, but please bring your own devices. Well, this is a summer school to do with music. I'm not sure if there will be any opportunities to play. There might be. If you want to bring an instrument, you're very welcome to. We do have instruments, of course, here. But if you have something unusual or that you're very committed to, feel free to bring it. And there might be an opportunity to for a jam session or something like that. That has not been specifically organized, but these things do sometimes happen. It might also be nice if you could bring something very small from your home country to share, some a bag of sweets or something like that, because a big part of this event is to travel and meet new people from around Europe. So, for example, if I was traveling somewhere from Finland, I might take what bag of what we call salmiakki, which is salty licorice. It's very traditional Finnish sweets. And I found that many people don't like them. I'm not sure that I even like them very much, but many other people don't seem to like them. So it's quite nice to take those and test people. So if there's something very traditional that you can fit easily in your case, that would be nice. But maybe one time we can spread these around and we can all sample a little bit of each other's cultures. Magnus already mentioned this. If the weather's nice here, and generally is in June, there might be opportunities certainly to swim if you like, or even just to sit on a beach. When I say beach, please don't think of kilometers of golden sand. They are quite small beaches, but they're nice, and the lake water is fresh. So feel free to. And not maybe not a swimsuit, but if you like outdoor activities in general, if you like running, it's a good place to go running. Or I wouldn't say hiking particularly. There's not much. There's an area in the center of the city, which is on a hill, which is very nice to walk around. I'm not sure I'd classify it as hiking, but anyway, bring if you like being outdoors, then bring suitable clothing for that. Along with a light jacket in case it snows. Oh, I added a map showing Moscow location already. Yes, so as I say, the social events and dinners are a little bit in flux, but I'll confirm those nearer the time. But I'm not sure if I have that as the next one. Yes, but meals in the evenings are at your own cost, unless otherwise advertised. If we manage to sort something out, I will of course let you know. But assume that evening, well, actually lunches and dinners then are at your own cost. The course will be worth 2 ECTS credits if you're able to make use of those. And as I mentioned, the assessment will be, well, basically active participation. It would be really nice if this it was just more of a two-way dialogue, not just in the lectures, the lecturer talking to you, but questions, comments, discussion. We really value that, at least in Finland, and I certainly do in my classes. So it would be great to have some interaction. And then the group presentations that I mentioned. I think that's it for me, from me for now. So I can see there are some questions in the chat, but I can't get at it.
There were actually some discussions about the WhatsApp group. So,
Ah.
Amelia, that was great, really nice. I will ask you to send me the WhatsApp link because I can't copy it from the chat. So, if you send it to me, I can send it to all the other participants as well who are not here today.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. And Esteban is asking about the survey that I talked about for the about your data, and there we are asking your name, for example, and it's written there as it appears on your passport. And Esteban is asking that since you are from an EU country, you don't need a passport, right? Yes, that's true. Like you don't need to travel with your passport, and if you don't have a passport, you can also use your ID card. A card for traveling and also for this identification process. The important thing is that the information that you provide us through this form, there is the data request form, is the same and is given in the same form as it shows on your passport or the ID card. So if you use your ID card for your identification, then the data should exactly look the same as it shows on your ID card. What I mean by it, if your country writes your surname in capital letters to your ID or your passport card, you should also write your name in capital letters to the data request form. Or if you have multiple surnames and first names, then also provide them in the same form as it is given in the in your ID card or in your passport form. So the important thing is that the data that you provide matches the document that you will be using for your identification. So that's the kind of the important thing. Because if it doesn't match, then we are talking about that it won't take 2 minutes, but a couple of days, because then we have to correct the data to make it match. But indeed, so you can travel to Finland with an ID card, an EU ID card, if you're an EU citizen. I actually have a question, or I just want to clarify something. You mentioned the conference the week after, and you mentioned that students are welcome to stay on. And I just wanted to clarify that I assume that also participation to this conference is free of charge, right? Because a lot of conferences are not free of charge. So, but I assume that this is for the students, or.
That's a good question. I had not thought of that. Well, at
Sorry.
least for the at least on the Friday, the joint seminar is free of charge. Technically, I suppose RPPW is not free of charge. However, to our own students, it is.
Okay.
So I think we could make a. I could make a case as long as not everyone is staying. If it's like a, selected people were staying, I think I could make a case that they would not pay. Of
Yeah.
course, I can confirm that if that makes a
Yeah.
difference.
So if any of you are actually interested in staying, if you're considering, please send us an email about it so we make sure. And then the good thing is that you will be our students because we bring you to our register. So it will be actually true.
That's true,
But
actually. Yes, you're right.
yeah. So but do send us an email if you are interested. It's a really good opportunity, especially if this is your field. So I recommend making use of it if it's anyhow possible for you. Is there anything else? If there is not anything else at this moment, We can wrap up soon, and Jeff and I can go and celebrate 1st of May or the day before. It's actually a really big student celebration today here. Tomorrow is 1st of May, which is, I assume, a very familiar celebration for many of you, if not all of you. But in Finland, the day before is a really, really big student event here. Some people were a bit wondering that why are we having this information session today? But yeah, we are employees, so I guess we can do this. I'm going to send you the recording of this session as well as the slides, and I'm also going to send you the link to the survey. And then if Emilia can send me the link to the WhatsApp group, I can also include that, so both you or all of you, and then also the students who couldn't join today can join it. And remember that if anytime you have any questions, you can just drop us an email, and we will be happy to get back to you. And yeah, thank you a lot for joining today. And I'm really looking forward having you here. And let's hope for a really nice summer week during your stay here, and then you can enjoy the lakes and the nature. And it's a really beautiful time of the year. So I'm happy for on your behalf for making it best week here to Finland.
Yes, it was great to see you all, or at least a few of you. I'd see some names anyway. And looking forward to welcoming you all here in the middle of June.
Yes. Thank you all, and bye bye.
Thank you
Thank
for the
you. Bye
information.
bye. See you.